CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden is scheduled to meet with union leaders in Washington this morning as Democrats continue to agonize over whether he should remain the party's nominee. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells MSNBC,
"It's up to the president to decide if he is going to run. We're all encouraging him to make that decision because time is running short."
Last night, Democratic Senator Michael Bennett told CNN he believes Donald Trump could win in a landslide. The former president addressed supporters at a rally in Miami. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns was there.
With the Republican National Convention starting on Monday, Trump is preparing to announce his running mate. One of the contenders joined him last night. Florida Senator Marco Rubio stepped up the attacks against Vice President Kamala Harris.
"Of all the crazy left-wing policies that they want for our country, she supported every single one of them."
Houston's energy company is on the defense with more than 1.5 million homes and businesses still without power 2 days after Hurricane Beryl made landfall. CenterPoint spokeswoman Alyssa Ashodi admits most out-of-town repair crews were not in place.
"We relied on information that we had at the time, and so we appropriately prepared for what we felt the event would be."
Temperatures in Houston are expected to reach into the mid-90s today. Highs could break records from 105 in Spokane to 118 in Las Vegas. A couple from Arkansas has been charged with capital murder after they left their four young children inside a hot car in a Little Rock parking lot. Officials say a two-year-old died the next day from apparent heat exhaustion. Deja and Justin Rawlins are also facing charges of domestic battery, neglect, and child endangerment. There's a recall of 700,000 cars and SUVs because of a problem with the airbags. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert has details.
The issue is with a sensor that's meant to deactivate the airbag if a child is sitting in the front passenger seat. It may also deactivate the airbag for adults. The recall involves certain Alfa Romeos, Fiats, and the Jeep Renegade. No word of any injuries.
New species of plant-eating dinosaur has been discovered in Britain. CBS's Vicky Barker from London.
It's the most complete dinosaur discovered in the UK in 100 years.
It's called Comptonotus, and that name means Thunderer, because it would have been really quite a large animal.
Susan Maidman of London's Natural History Museum says this lumbering herbivore would have been about the size and weight of a large elephant.
It was a dinosaur that probably moved on both two legs and four legs.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. A 27-year-old second shift custodian at Mitchell Middle School in Racine was arrested for possessing child sex abuse materials. Nicholas Wadnoski is being held on a $50,000 bond. An investigation into unregistered Airbnbs in Racine revealed over 100 unlicensed properties. 19 operators do have proper permits. The Public Health Department is asking people running the Airbnbs and Vrbo properties to get the permits. The iconic Orpheum building in downtown Kenosha is being put up for sale. The 28,000-square-foot French Renaissance building on 6th Avenue was built in the 1920s. Bob Slominski has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for a hit-and-run that seriously injured a We Energies flagger in Burlington last year. It happened while Slominski was heading to an alcohol assessment class and had a pending case for his third OWI. The National Nuclear Security Administration has been flying a helicopter over Milwaukee to measure radiation levels ahead of the Republican National Convention. The Department of Energy says the testing is to establish baseline radiation levels in the city before the RNC starts on Monday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers get clobbered at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was one of the worst losses of the year. The Pirates beat the Brewers 12-2. Pittsburgh with 5 home runs in the game, including a grand slam by the Pirates catcher, Joey Bart, in front of over 26,000 fans at American Family Field. Manager Pat Murphy after the debacle.
"We haven't had one of those games in a while, especially at home. We've been in every single game. I bragged everybody about being in 85 and 90 games. But credit to the Pirates, they did a great job. Took us out of it. Not going to win a lot of games with five or six hits.
The two teams playing again tonight. Closer Devin Williams making progress, throwing to live batters during warmups. He's coming back from stress fractures in his back. NBA, the Bucks have added former Detroit Pistons guard Stanley Oude, 6'6", appeared in 28 games for Detroit. Racing, Brad Mueller named the winner at the Slinger Nationals early this morning after Andrew Morrissey disqualified because his car did not meet standard measurements. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly cloudy this morning, a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 76, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. We're going to keep warming it up with highs climbing into the upper 80s by later this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
My dog's always saying that to me, except it's more like woof woof. Woof woof. I'm Cindy Huber. You're listening to WRJN Local News. Timeless hits. Babe, I'm born to be mild.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah.
and lightning. Heavy metal thunder racing with the wind. And the feeling that I'm under.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
News, timeless hits. Me, I'm nobody in particular. Don't worry about this. There won't be a quiz later. But it looks like out there, like it just wants to storm. And it's just, you know, it's like my dog, taking my dog for a walk, trying to get my dog to go potty so that I can feed him and get to work and not be late. And it just, that's how it looks outside to me. Like the earth just has to go. But, you know, it's deciding it's going to walk a little bit more and sniff a few trees before it does.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.com.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble, just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by
book. We listen. I love this guy. Benny King, Stand By Me. Local news, timeless hits, tell a friend at WRJN.
Eyes meet mine, and lately when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, have you got cheating on your mind?
think I don't see. And it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me.
Timeless is WRJ, and do I believe in magic? This is a really hard question for me. There's been a lot of great things in my life that has happened, but I personally just believe it was coincidence. We're going to check in with the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Frustrations with Wisconsin state prisons are coming to a head. The Assembly's Corrections Committee held a hearing yesterday after several guards were charged in the recent deaths of two inmates. Rebecca Aubart's husband is doing time at the Stanley Prison.
There isn't capital punishment in Wisconsin, and people are dying.
Former staffers described sexual harassment and retaliation by supervisors, and former inmates talked about being denied food and medicine. Communities which lost their two-year University of Wisconsin branch campuses can now get up to $2 million in grants. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee released the money yesterday. 6 two-year campuses are closed or plan to close soon. Leaders blame lower enrollment and budget cuts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Caledonia man arrested for child sex abuse materials was a second shift custodian at Mitchell Middle School in Racine. 27-year-old Nicholas Wadnoski is being held on a $50,000 bond after police say they found over 40,000 child sex abuse images on his computers. A complaint says he admitted to sharing the pictures and had been doing so for a couple of years. Racine Unified says he's currently on unpaid administrative leave. A recent crackdown on unregistered Airbnbs in Racine has revealed over 100 unlicensed properties. Only 19 operators got permits to run the properties on Airbnb in Verbo. The Public Health Department started using a new data analysis program that ended up searching Airbnb in Verbo and found the discrepancies. The Health Department is telling operators to get the proper permits, which involve yearly inspections. The iconic Orpheum building in downtown Kenosha is hitting the market. The owner has announced plans to sell the historic property he's held since 2016. The 28,000-square-foot building is anticipated to draw interest from investors looking to further Kenosha's downtown revitalization efforts. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy this morning, a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 76, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. We're going to keep warming it up with highs climbing into the upper 80s by later this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Knows where it's at. The sun of life we have.
Christine's home for local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Tens of showers and storms. The sun's trying to peek out right now. I just saw it. It said hi. High 75, and right now we're 70 at Radio Park with TCR.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothed, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition, divided by magicians.
Yeah! bad night.
Makes a really great karaoke song. Just saying. Temptations, just my imagination on WRJN local news. Timeless hits. It's right here. It's all right here. As far as the Temptations, Otis Williams is the only surviving member of the original Temptations, and he's still touring. Oh my goodness, he and the Stones, and they should get together. Everybody else has passed away. Paul Williams in 1973, David Ruffin in 1991, Eddie Kendricks in 92, and Melvin Franklin in 95. Got the Brewer game tonight at 6:35, the pregame, and hopefully we won't get our butts kicked as badly as we did last night. Yep. Sometimes it happens. Even the Cubs get a win now and then. But 6:35 tonight is our pregame show right here on WRJN.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
Yeah. But I wanna know for sure. So come on and hold me tight. You move me.
Timeless favorites, WRJN.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, tell a friend. But not right now, because I want you to listen to the tunes. Just minutes away from news. Local news with Stuart J. Waddles and Mike Clemens, Sports Roundup. Right now is Stevie Wonder.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. But if you really love me, won't you tell me? I see the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
the times we cried and laughed.